Welcome back to the second half of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. Now, in this half hour, I'll be talking with Vicky Boulanger. She's the Director of Finance and Communications for La Maison Aube Lumière. But before that, we're going to hear a song by Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion. The song is called The Prayer. After that, we'll hear the interview. Teasdale for theCUBE, and welcome to the Townships at 12. And today I have Vicky Boulanger. Now, Vicky is the Director of Finance and Communications for the Hospice Aube Lumière. So welcome, Vicky.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for doing the interview. It's a very important place, the Aube Lumière. Could you tell us a bit about it and your role in Aube Lumière?
Aube Lumière is a place where we welcome 12 patients that have been diagnosed by cancer. So usually the duration of time that people stay here is between a few days till 3 months. So we welcome them, we take care of them, we've got all our medical staff here taking care of them. We also have volunteers working as well in the house. And so, you know, welcome as well the families. So we have support also for the family going through this phase in life. So it's a very nice, beautiful house, even though we know it's the last chapter here that people will go through. But at the same time, for me, what I do here at the Maison Plumière is that I'm in charge of all the activities to raise money, because we need $1.5 million through activities and donation during the year to be able to give all that medical survey and care to our patients during the year. So it's very important, all the activities we do through the years. And right now we're into the Poinsettia campaign.
Okay, that's a lot of responsibility. $1.5 million. Now, are you subsidized by the government at all?
We do have a subvention, the subvention for the other half, as I said, that we need to operate the house. But to keep our medical care free, I really need to go and get $1.5 million in the community by different activities, donation. Everything. All the dinner we do in April, this campaign that we do right now, and we also have the thrifty shop that we do twice a year in spring and in fall. We also have a lottery from August till October. Different other little activities that people organize on their own and then give the money to La Maison Plumière. So all that is very important to be able to keep our services free for the community.
Okay, it's very important. How long has the Aube Lumière been going?
The house has been open for 25 years. We celebrated last year the 25th anniversary. 25th anniversary of the house. So we hope that it's going to stay as, you know, many, many more years. But yeah, we celebrated 25 years last year for the creation. Before it was on Kennedy Street, the first house. Now we're in the new building behind the Hospital Center Le Chu. So this is where we're situated now in the 12 North Avenue in Sherbrooke.
Okay, that's amazing. It's such an important place in our community. Now the Poinsettia campaign, how does that work?
We have 6,800 poinsettia to sell this year. Usually the past 3 years we have 6,400. We have 400 more this year because we've been growing them in the new, I'm looking for the word now in English, the nouvelle serre de Serre Saint-Tilly, the complex where we grow our plants. So now it's all updated. So we have no lose this year for the poinsettia. So we have more poinsettia to sell this year. So that's 6,800. And it goes until December 16. People can buy it either at Le Cerf Saint-Tilly or online on our website, aubelumière.com, or they can also go to this week on Thursday. We're going to start selling them until the 10th of December in the Café de l'Esprit. We're going to have a boutique in front of the Bikini Village where we have volunteers that's going to be selling our poinsettia there. So those are basically the places where people can buy our poinsettia to help to raise money. We had a big amount that we like to raise this year is $180,000. So it's the most that we've never raised for this campaign. So we're hoping to get it this year.
Okay, that's wonderful. How is the campaign going so far?
We feel it's a bit slower for, you know, this week. But we're hoping that with the snow that came through, people are going to be more into the Christmas spirit. Starting this weekend, people are going to start again shopping for their Christmas. So we're really, we think we're going to be able to raise it.
Okay. How much are they?
The 6 inches is $30, and the bigger one, which is 10 inches, is $50. But half of the prize will get a receipt for your income tax in February 2024. So actually you get a receipt for your income tax. So you have to calculate that you don't, it's $50 for a good organism, but at the same time you will get, let's say, $25 on your income tax next year. So
okay,
it's a good way to have to contribute and at the same time to receive for yourself as well.
It is. It's such an important place to contribute to. And I think any of us have had a friend or relative, close family friend, that has suffered from cancer at one point in our lives.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Everybody knows somebody that will have cancer, or even people that came here. Sometimes I talk to people and they say, oh, yeah, a friend of a friend went to La Maison Lumière, so we know they had a good care. The family was really happy that that person was here with all the surroundings, with all the support that he can get. So we always know somebody that's been here for sure in the past 25 years.
It makes such a difference. If you haven't been to Au Lumière, the hospice, you really don't understand the care and all the volunteers, how much they put into the place for the patient.
Exactly. And even for every campaign that I'm doing, let's say for the Poinsettia campaign, I've got almost close to 200 people working, either doing the delivery or selling the poinsettia at the Lycée Saint-Élie, or starting Thursday at the Carrefour de l'Esprit. Then we have all the volunteers that come in the morning to prepare the flower. So, and people here at the house entering all different bills into the computer, because it's all handmade. So we have to type all the name of the person that buy a poinsettia to get for them to be able to get their receipt in February. So yeah, we have about 200 volunteers right now working on the campaign. So without them, this is impossible.
Okay. Is that the amount of volunteers you usually have on a regular basis, around 200?
No, it depends on the activities. Like regarding me, on the thrifty shop, there are about 40, 45 ladies that works in the two edition. Let's say in the dinner that we do in April, L'Envol, I've got maybe 20-something volunteers working for that. But in the house, day-to-day basic, we do also have volunteers. So that, we call it the house volunteers. There are about 150. And those are volunteers either the reception, laundry, kitchen. We also have some at the to help the nurse and the doctors at care. So that bunch of volunteers, there are about 150 that work daily through the year at the house, different area.
Okay, that's amazing community of support. Are you always looking for volunteers?
They can send their resume, and then Joelle, which is the director of the volunteers, will have an interview with them and see which area they'll be more happy to work in the daily basis. So, yeah, we never say no.
Okay, that's good. I think a lot of people would love to volunteer. It's to such a worthwhile organization.
For sure. And it's really, you know, people think, oh, okay, well, you know, you go through, you meet the families and you know that the people, it's their last chapter. It must be, you know, sad. But no, it's happy. It's, you know, people that comes here, they can actually enjoy the time they have with their family, their loved ones, instead of wondering, you know, about the care they're giving. Let's say if they stay at their home, then the person doesn't sleep well because they were worried if something happened through the night and things like that. So when they come here, actually, the person comes back as a father, as a wife, as a children, you know, so they can really enjoy the time they spend here with their loved one instead of worrying about the care they need to give to that person if they stay home. So here they can really enjoy every second. You can also, there's a bed that we can use into the room. So one of the person in the family can stay there. We also have a family room that people can rent and spend the night here to be closer to their loved one. So all that makes that the last moment they're together, it's good moments, it's good memories. So it's not sad. I mean, it's a very nice environment, and we're all into giving love and to the family and the patient that comes here. That's why it's called La Maison aux Lumières. It's a house. It's closed. It's people are caring. People want to give the best time to all those people that comes to the house.
Exactly. And so much goes into not just the patient, but the family too. And that's so important, as you say.
Exactly. Because, you know, sometimes it's the first time you go through that period of life. So you don't know what to expect. You don't know how to live it. So to have the support here of the people that can help you go through the different stages of that period, it's really helpful also for the family, for sure.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So the Poinsettia campaign, that's one of the big campaigns. It's on until December 16th. And you can just go to the website for Aux Lumières. How do we get to the website?
It's aulxlumières.com. And then as soon as you get onto the website, you'll see, if you want to change it to English version, then you'll see there's a red line on the top. You click on there, and then you get onto the boutique right away. And then you can order the flowers that you want. Or like I said, you can also go through Les Serres Saint-TV directly there, on the Boulevard Industriel, or starting on this Thursday till December 10th, in a boutique in front of Bikini Village at the Carrefour de l'Esprit. The volunteers will be more than happy to welcome you, and you can choose your beautiful poinsettia as well.
Okay, it's a wonderful way to help celebrate the holidays and help out the hospice. It's so important. Okay, anything else anything else you'd like to add before we go, Vicky?
Well, I would like to thank the community to be there for us year after year, a different campaign of that we need to raise the money. They're always there for us, so we really appreciate it, and also wish them all a very good holidays coming up.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks very much for doing this interview. It's so important.
Very thank you for you to welcome us. That's very grateful.
Okay. Have a nice day and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
December hasn't changed. This town looks the same. They still light that tree in the city square. There's red, white, and green shining everywhere. And I wish you were here. And I wonder, is the snow falling down on the streets of gold? Are the mansions all covered in white? Are you singing with angels silent night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. There's a little manger scene down on 3rd and Main. I must have walked right by it 1,000 times, but I see it now in a different light. 'Cause I know you are there, and I wonder, are you kneeling with shepherds before now? Can you reach out and touch his face? Are you part of that glorious holy night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. Streets of gold, are the mansions
The song we just heard was called Christmas in Heaven, and it's by the music artist called Mary Beth Johnson. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with Maureen. So next up, we're going to have some health information, and today I've decided it's going to be about music. Now, recently, researchers looked at the impact of music interventions on health-related quality of life and tried to answer the question about the best way to help make that shift toward release, relaxation, and rehabilitation. This recent systemic review and meta-analysis, a study of studies, showed that the use of music interventions, listening to music, singing, and music therapy can create significant improvements in mental health and smaller improvements in physical health-related quality of life. While the researchers found a positive impact on the psychological quality of life, they found no one best intervention or dose of music that works best for all people. As complex human beings with a variety of life experiences and mental and physical health needs, our connection with music is very personal. Our relationship with music can be a very beautiful, vulnerable, and often complicated dance that shifts from moment to moment based on our mood, social situation, and previous experiences. There are times where music can have a clear and immediate impact on our well-being. Easing a transition to sleep with a soothing playlist, finding motivation for exercise by listening to upbeat dance music, aiding self-expression of emotions by singing, and connecting to others by attending a live musical performance. So all good things about music. So again, I want to thank Scott Woods for the great interview. Look forward to the concert coming up at the Hope Community Church on December 14th, 7 p.m. I believe that's a Thursday. Now get your tickets because they will go fast. Go to scottwoods.ca and navigate the website, or you can simply go to Becca's Bakery, get some treats there, and your tickets for the concert. We're also going to be giving away a pair of tickets. That's on our bingo Tuesday night, 7 p.m., the next one, on December 5th. So you need to listen. We'll be giving them away at the end of bingo. So something to look forward to there. And also I want to thank Vicky Belanger for the great interview. She's the Director of Finance and Communications for La Maison au Bleu-Mire. Make sure you get your poinsettia. And if you get a big one, you definitely get a tax receipt. So that's advantageous too. And it's just a wonderful feeling to help out the hospice. So my show will be up on the website under the Shows tab, www.cjmq.fm. That will be a little bit later today. We have a new show on Tuesdays, and I have a new show on Thursdays. Now, the Tuesday show is repeated at noon on Wednesday, and the Thursday show is repeated again on Friday, and it will definitely be up on our website. So have a great day, and I hope you enjoyed the show.